Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Edward in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, bro? How are you doing?
Hey, bro.
Hey, look, this Antonio thing is really starting to irritate me. And it's even beyond the NFL thing.
Right.
Every day, we have young men, and I'll even go as far, and I'm going to include the women, who play sports. They want to carry themselves with the utmost respect for the game, but the most important thing, the utmost respect for yourself. And for Antonio Brown to do the one thing he did, which was so-called go on Twitter and ask to be released from Oakland, the things that he does on the social media site, the things that he said, the stuff he said to Mike Mayock, and the things that he said to Gruden, and wanting to punch people in the face, you are no longer a role model, and you weren't a role model in Pittsburgh when you started all this fiasco. I'm so done with him. I wish he didn't play for another team. I wish he was done, because part of this issue would be gone, and part of it would still be here because, in my opinion, he'd be doing OJ stuff, making Twitter videos, saying negative things, because it's all, like you said, for it's about the popularity. Everything that's negative on him now is going to become something positive for him because that's what he likes. I think the guy does have a problem, because to say somebody doesn't have a problem but they're doing something, come on now, they have a problem.
Well, I think he's got serious issues with his narcissism, without a doubt. I mean, there's not even a question of it. And then I think he's a very immature guy. They talk about how he's so talented and everything, but he's obviously, he's like a child. I mean, the guy, he behaves, deplorably. And it's just, and the funny thing is, I have to give a lot of the blame, I swear to God, to the Raiders. Like, they sucked up to this guy like it was nobody's business, right? They enabled him left and right. They're like, oh, they supported him through the frostbite. They supported him through the helmet. The guy didn't go to practice. He didn't do what everyone else had to do. And then it got to the point where that it was making them look bad. Then, they let him have his veiled, pathetic, phony, fake, complete BS apology, which was, I mean, when a guy comes up to the microphone and says, I just want to apologize to my teammates in the organization and play football, and walks off, I mean, he means absolutely none of it. That was Drew Rosenhaus, the, super white agent talking through Antonio Brown. They made him do that. They made him apologize publicly. And it was the most absolute ludicrous apology I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was just absolutely a joke. He is, without a doubt, the most selfish athlete going in all of sports right now. There's no one that can even touch him. And I agree with you that he's a horrible, absolutely horrible role model. But I don't really want my athletes, that'd be great if they all behaved like, born-again Christians, and they were all wonderful people, and all they did was save lives and do charity work and philanthropy and everything else. They do not pay these guys, actually, in their contracts. They pay them to be morally responsible adults, right, but not role models. They are not paid to be a role model. They are not paid to behave, to help others, and to change others' lives, or to save children, or to save the world, or to be a hurricane relief headquarters. You understand what I'm saying? These guys are not paid to do all these things that, not you, but the public wants them to be. They are not who you want them to be, and they don't do, and he says it all the time. I'm my own man. No, I don't listen to anybody. Nobody tells me what to do. That's what he says all the time. He's quoted, documented that he behaves that way. There's no hiding his behavior, right? So it is what it is. But he is not required in any stretch at all whatsoever to be a role model for anyone, okay? Don't you remember, what was it, Barkley said it? I'm no role model. There you go. Yeah, thanks. Or anyone else for that matter. But let's stop with all the, these are our heroes. That just is so ridiculous. You know what I mean? You know what sports is? It's an escape, and it's, it really is. It's an exciting escape of entertainment and reality entertainment in high speed, right, is what it is. And then It makes you feel good. Watching sports and your team and cheering for your team and going to tailgates and all the rest makes you feel good. It's a happy day, you know, Saturday and Sunday. People like watching football, right? It is what it is. But to say that he's supposed to, you know, be an inspiration to children everywhere and adults is somewhat ridiculous to me. It really is. I mean, if that's who you want to be or want to emulate is Antonio Brown, then you're an idiot. Because that's the last guy on earth I want to be like. I want to be real, right? And let me tell you the other thing that sports are for. Just be clear here. It's for gambling, okay? So no one likes the word gambling until 2 years ago, right? It's taboo. It's like saying you like heroin, right? You go around bragging about that, you won't have a life and a career for very long. But remember when I used to talk gambling? For years, I would talk sports betting on my show since the beginning. You know, when I started nationally 25 years ago, whatever it was, doing a national show for all on a bench, all I talked about was sports betting, right? And spreads and picking money line and spreads, right? And I did it every week on my show. And I've done it for 25 years every day. But for literally the last 23 years, all I got was grief, utter grief from radio companies, radio executives, program directors. They all are the same, yelling and screaming at me like I'm a drug dealer because I talk about sports betting. That's all I ever got was their nonsense and drivel. I've listened to these idiots my entire life give me advice about sports betting, and they all treat me like I'm some kind of murderer. They really do. But, you know, now everybody, all these same people that screamed and yelled at me are in bed with all the gambling companies. They're all in bed with the DraftKings, FanDuels. They're all in bed with Action Network. This company's in bed with them. They're all in bed now with gambling. Gambling now is no longer heroin. It's everyday life, right? So there you go. But gambling is why I believe sports exists. At some level, there's, you know, the release, the euphoria of entertainment and competition, right? The teams are battling to win and, you know, rivalries and hate each other and play the game and kill each other, right? It's the same as the Roman gladiators. Someone's going to go out, someone's going to get their head cut off, and they're going to cheer, right? Same thing nowadays. Two teams go to war, you know what I mean? And you want your team to win, right? Florida, Miami, whoever it is, you know, NFL rivals, Packers, Bears, all the rest, Steelers, Pats, and then the Pats win every game. And that's how the world works. So the world now is the Pats win every game, everyone else loses, the Pats win, and then they get every great player in the league to play for them. And then the rest of us, all we do is bet on sports. That's it. There's nothing else to it. The day that those guys are your role models, like, please, honestly, you've got to be an absolute drip moron to believe that I get it, some kid, he's got, you know, I've seen all the stories I can take. Tom Rinaldi with all the kids with cancer and everything else, that these players are their heroes and their role models. And that's true, right? It is someone to look up to. It's certainly someone that you fall in love with. It's so easy, if you ask me, for a kid to fall in love with the quarterback of the team. Like, if you're from Philadelphia, they all love Carson Wentz, right? It's automatic, right? In Buffalo, they like Josh Allen. In New York, they like Sam Darnold. And then, you know, that's the deal, right? So they look up to him. It's automatic when a kid's you can influence children. These athletes, you know, instantly they become their. I've seen my own kids. They love these athletes like they're you know, heroes. And but I don't necessarily agree with it from a standpoint of it's reality. I also think that adults don't fall for that. Like, there is absolutely no athlete whatsoever that plays in pro sports that I could give a rat's ass about at all beyond watching them play and betting on them. Fair enough. Am I entitled to that opinion? I could care less. There is not one player. Are you kidding me? What do you think? I go home and have pictures of Aaron Judge all over my house? I don't care about any athlete at all. Zero in life. You care about your wife, your children, your family, your friends, your dog, right? I care more about my dog than I do an athlete. I'm being honest. If you can't handle that, then don't listen to me. Heroes or role models, my ass. I mean, honestly, I'm going to puke listening to that role model. I wish, you know, more role models got straight A's in school and kids got their education and they amounted to something in life and made something of their life instead of these stupid-ass families and parents that think their kids are all going to be pro athletes. And it's going on everywhere. 90% of parents, in my opinion, think their kid's going pro in sports. And they're all stupid asses. Okay? Less than 1% of them go pro. Okay? So good luck with that there with little Chucky. Little fat Chucky running around playing Little League. He's going to go pro, huh? Good luck. Good luck with that. Yeah. Spend your life telling everyone how your kid's going pro. My kid's an offensive lineman. He's going to make it to the, you know what I mean? Tell me how many of those people you've seen actually do it. Besides none. Well, how many of them do you actually know that made it and that are in the NFL or made the Hall of Fame? How many of them are you friends with? You grew up next door to them. Right? I mean, honestly, they find them. They're a needle in a haystack. Do you understand? You just think there's millions of them that are so great. There really aren't. It's a small fraternity, isn't it? How many guys play in the NBA? The rest of them think they're good, and they aren't, right? How many kids play D1 basketball, right? From your town, where you live right now, how many of them go D1 and make superstar status? Yeah, I thought so. So stop. All these stupid-ass parents think they're kids. My son's the next Roger Clemens. Yeah, he'd be better off doing something else. Seriously. Please. I can't take it anymore either. These kids. How about these parents? I'm going to have my kid go play football and see how many times he can get a concussion. See how many times. Do you see the numbers dropping off of people letting their kids play football now? I mean, are there any kids playing football anymore? I mean, honestly, what are they playing now? Tennis? Ping pong? What do they play? Because they're not playing football. Right? And the kids are bored to death with baseball. Baseball sucks. More kids play lacrosse than baseball. It's true, right? More kids play soccer than football. Trust me. Right? I mean, it's true, right? And then every kid I know thinks he's a basketball star. And most of them suck. They have no game whatsoever. And you know the ones that do have game. They stand out like a sore thumb. And the rest of them suck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.